All righty. So the Gemara starts off in the top of Hayamid Aleph. A very, very important Gemara. A very important Gemara every year, but particular to this year. Amar Rav. Megillah bizmana koronose afilu biyachid. Shaloi bizmana ba'asar. Megillah that's read bizman, you read it biyachidus. Right? A person, I got probably already 7 calls today about specific situations. People has to be, your yard to be yechidus, your karev is man. Good. I'm not saying there's no, I also got that. There's still an Indian to try to go to find a minion, Barov HaMadras Melech. But if you have to, you're avada yoytze biyechidus. Shalai bizmana, but if you're reading Mikra Megillah, shalai bizmana, so then it's basar. Then it has to be with 10 people. Ravasi Omer, Ravasi says, no, you don't differentiate between a Mikra Megillah Bizman, Mikra Megillah Shalei Bizman. It's always Basara. Kriyas HaMegillah is Basara. What do these terms mean? Bizman, Shalei Bizman. Right? That's the million-dollar question. That is what the Rishonim are going to debate about this sugya. Now, just to throw out a few possibilities. When Bizman obviously is Bizman. Bizman is whatever the right date. What's Shalei Bizman? Shalei Bizman, I could think, well, let's think back to the first Mishnah in Megillah. There's the Kfarim HaMakdim and Liyam HaKnisa. People who are not going to have a minion, they're not going to have a Bal Koyre, so we have to make special arrangements for them. What else? A person who's going on a ship, right? Someone who's, we spoke about it a few years ago in Shalosh Shadis. Right. Adi had to go to Korea, right? I think we came out Lamaskona that his Purim would be on Tainus Esther. Right, according to some sheet, this is a wild matzav. But you know, sometimes you have to go on a ship. You have to already go. The Yerushalmi talks about being yoytze Megillah already. I yoytze b'shayar already from the beginning of the chodesh. Chodesh asher nepach miyagam l'simcha. Okay, those are the options. Or yeah, there's another option. So let's see. Rashi says. Bizmana biyudalid mitoch shu choyvabo biyoyim al kol yachid yachid koronos afilu biyachid. Rav says, no, since this is the Zman of Purim, it's Leibedik, everyone's Mechuyav, there's no, because you're not adding anything with a minion, because there's a Pirsa Manes from the day, it's a festive day, so there's nothing that's lacking in that day. Sounds like, according to Rashi, Rabbi say, Achidish Niflad Lamoy, Lefi Rav, there's not even a Din Lechatchila to go to a minion. Wow. That's a big chiddush. You see, the other Rishonim do not agree with even that biyachid means it's mutter biyachid. It's b'dieved mutter biyachid. You know, it, like I said to the people on the phone today, if you can't get to a minion, you have to lane for your wife, whatever. So fine, you're still yotze like Rav. But there obviously would be an inyan lechadil. According to Rashi, Rav would say no, don't even go. Bizmana. Shaloi bizmana or zok Rashi going kvarin hamakdim in liyoy maknisa. Says Rashi, when it's Shalei Bizmana, which is what? Like we said, the Kfarim that already back it up till Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, right? The Ba'inan Pirsimanis, and now you need a Pirsimanis. Okay, good. So the Gemara says as follows. Achloikes, Hava Uvdu V'choshle L'Rav L'Hod Ravasi. There was a story that Rav was Taka Choshish for the Shita Ravasi. So it sounds like we should paskin l'chumra. Sounds like if Rav's being choshish for Ravasi, so you would paskin l'chumra. So all the Rishonim actually say pum faker. Look at Tosis in the top of the daf. Tosis says have a uvde v'chash le'lerhal Rav lohod Ravasi. So Tosis mikol mokom hilchas akavasei the Rav. Even though there was a story that he was choshish for Ravasi, the halach is like Rav. Why? Because if you don't hold like Rav, you're stuck with the Mishnah in the Megillah. In the second parak, if a guy's reading the Megillah, umasik, and the Gemara says you're yoytze, so the Gemara says, what do you mean you're yoytze? But I thought you're not allowed to be yoytze like that. So the Gemara says, no. Habi yachid habit tzibur. What do you mean habi yachid habit tzibur? Ravasi holds bein bazmana has got to be both b'tzibur. There's no difference bizmana biyachid or b'tzibur. So you see that the pashas of the Gemara over there is going like Rav, that bizmana you're allowed to read a biyachin. Alma shekari nois a biyachin. The chen alocha the rabbi Rav Yechon alocha Rav Yechonan. Kol shekhen hoichot dekaim elchad shita. So for all these reasons, Taisa says, and all the Rishonim say, that you should paskin like Rav over here, that there's a chiluk between Bizmana or Shaloi Bizman. So let's just finish the Gemara before we get to the Rishonim over here. So the Gemara says, Umi Amar Rav Hachi. Did Rav really split between Bizmana or Shaloi Bizmana? Well, Amar Rav Yehuda Bereder Rav Shmuel Bar Shelos Mishmei De Rav Purim Shechalios B'Shabbos Erev Shabbos Zmanom Erev Shabbos Zman. Doesn't Rav Shmuel Bar Shelos, who is who, Rabbi Yisai? Rav Shmuel Bar Shelos. Right? Doesn't the Gemara in Ksuba say that that was Mibnei Banov Shel Haman? Shalom Du Torah B'Bnei Brak? Mishmei Derav Purim Shechalios B'Shabbos. When Purim falls out on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Zman. So you see, Beferish what? Says the Gemara, Erev Shabbos Zmanim? V'Hashabbos Zmanim. What do you mean, Erev Shabbos Zman? Shabbos is the Zman, right? Yadalid, the Gemara says, in back in the days of the Gemara, Yadalid was also able to fall out on Shabbos. So Yadalid would fall out on Shabbos. Tosfos says it doesn't happen with our calendar anymore. But now we have Tezvav that falls out on Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. But Yadalid fell out on Shabbos, okay? So that's the Zman. And then we have to make arrangements in order to be Karei the Megillah, whatever the appropriate halacha is. So what does it mean, Erev Shabbos Zman? Erev Shabbos Zman, V'al Shabbos Zman. Elav hochikamer, shalei bezmanim kezmanim. Ma zmanim afilu biyachid, shalei bezmanim afilu biyachid. Elamite, that's the Gemara's kasha. That's the kushya. So you see that Rav doesn't hold like this. Rav doesn't split between zmanim kezmanim. Zmanim and shalei bezmanim, both biyachid is good. So you don't make a split. Just like zmanim is biyachid, so too shalei bezmanim is biyachid. So therefore the Gemara is challenging, how could Rav split between zman and zmanim?
He's more mako.
He is more mako
than what we said.
Yeah, exactly, right. Don't make a split. Exactly, right. Correct. So Rav never said this. Rav said, Zmanim Shalei Zman. Right? So Gemara says, no, Lolin Yim Mikra Megillah Ba'asar. No. You misinterpreted that statement. That wasn't about reading Megillah with 10 or by yourself. You see this? Ela Maya, Rav Shabbos Zmanim Lafukami, the Rebbe Domer Hol, Venidch Layoros, Mimokum Yidchul Yom Aknisa, Hakamal, the Rav Shabbos Zmanim. No, that was a totally different Chiddush, no Shaychus. It was just to tell you, don't back it up once you're going to back it up all the way to the Yom HaKnisa. Rather, the Zman is Erev Shabbos. It's nothing to do with it. He doesn't differentiate between Zmanim and Lov Zmanim. My Rabbi say, what is the case of Shalom Bizmana according to Rashi? It's a case of what? Makdim and Liyom HaKnisa. The Kfar. What in the world is the Gemara's kasha? What in the world is the Gemara's kasha? Comes along the Rashba, and they all reject Rashi. We started off the Gemara and we said, there's a machloikis between Rav and Rav Asi. There's something called a Kriya Bizmana, a classic Purim, and a Kriya Shalai Bizmana, a not classic Purim. A not classic Purim, according to Rav, needs a tzibur. Needs a minyan. What's the definition of a non-classic? What's the definition of a shalom bezmana? Rashi says, makdim liyom haknisa, the kfar. So then why is the Gemara comparing that to Purim Shechal B'Shabbos? There's no shaychus. Says the Ran, no, we missed the boat. Says the Rashba, we missed the boat. You know what zman and shalom bezmana is? It's nothing to do with Makdim and Liyom HaKnisa. By the way, most Rishonim hold that mission in the beginning of Megillah, Makdim and Liyom HaKnisa, the Kvarim, that was a historical din. That doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh anymore. They were Mevatel that din of Kvarim, Makdim and Liyom HaKnisa. The Gemara says that. So we don't hold that anymore. So it's not, Rav and Rav Asi are debating something, Shaloi Libi de Hilchasa? No, the answer was, Bizmana is what? Is a Kriyas HaMegillah like we have this year, Yudalit? Shalei Bizmana is what? Is Eretz Yisrael this year? Is Purim Shechalios B'Shabbos? And what's Rav saying? That there you have to have a Kriya with a minion. Because it's a kriya shalei bizman. So as says the Ran, it's talking about a kriya that really the zman is tesvav shechal yost b'shabbos, and Chazal changed the mikra megillah, and mimela that became a shalei bizman. That's first of all the first nekudas amachloikis that we need to digest before we enter this part.
Even though everyone's doing it at the same time.
Oh, even though everyone's doing it at the same time. Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. So we have a machloikis between Rashi and the other Rishonim. Just what's the subject matter? Is this something that's mamash alibah de hilchos? According to Rashi, there's a historical din that's not nogeh l'alacha. Mashayinkin, according to the other Rishonim, it's talking about Purim Shechal B'Shabbos, this year halacha l'maisa. And that's where Rav would say, what? Which, by the way, Tosis and the Riff are telling us, we paskin like Rav, right? We just said that. So Rav was saying, is there's going to be an afkamina between a kriya of Chutz Laretz, or Chutz Yerushalayim, and a kriya of Yerushalayim. Which complicates things, Rabbi Yisai, this year so much more than any other year. Because what comes out, according to this cheshbon, lefi the Rashba, if you don't take Rashi's approach, if you don't find a tzibur this year during Corona in Yerushalayim, you're not even to the Megillah. Potentially. Shaila number one. When Rav and Rav Asi say that you need a tzibur, is that ma'akev? Or is that just lechatchila? So that's nekuda number two. Rashi says, Rav Asi Omer Bein Bezmana Bein Shaloi Bezmana. He writes, Mitzvah Lachzor Achar Asar Mishum Persumei Nisa Avli Lo Yishkech Asara Lo Omer Rav Asi Deloi Likre She'en Isar Kriyasa B'yachid El Mitzvah Likroi Sabasar. So Rashi tells us, at least in Rav Asi, that it's just a Hidr Mitzvah, where Rav Asi does not differentiate between Bizmana and Shaloi Bizmana. Pashtus is in Rav, is that he would require it. I don't know if he... What? Where are you? Yeah, it sounds like that. Can go in Kvarna, like dealing with incarnates, all of us are, but you know, Pierce for my niece. Yeah, it sounds like that in Rashi. The Balamor, give me one second, just the Balamor says, it's not true. The whole Inyan says the Balamor, is all lechatchila. So again, according to Balamor, according to Rashi's version in Rav Asi, maybe Benji is right according to Rav. So you would have, at least according to Balamor, you would have what to rely on if you can't find the Minyan in Yerushalayim potentially this year. If number one, what? We hold like Rashi. And also we hold like the Balamor that the machlokes between Rav and Rav Asi is only Gabi Yehid. Yeah, Eitan.
This only applies to Megillah because it could be in Nikris earlier, case of Paros, etc. Maybe it doesn't apply to the other mitzvahs Hayom?
Well, the other mitzvahs Hayom, no, it does. The other mitzvahs Hayom.
They're not with me, I'm sorry.
The other mitzvahs hayom, right? Not with a minion, right. But the other mitzvahs hayom are there is going to be nafkaminas about it. Meaning, it is a little complicated. What's going to happen with mitzvahs hayom? We paskin la halacha. The Mishnah Berurah writes that matanas la'avyonim always goes directly with kriyas megillah, as we're going to see that beferish mitzvah 7 in a second. And the suda, the Yerushalmi says that you can never have a suda on Shabbos because you have la'asoy soysom yimei mishnah v'simcha, and not something that already has a suda of Shabbos. So that's why the Suda has to be pushed off. Which not all Rishonim agreed. The Mishnah Berurah quotes some Rishonim that had the Suda on Shabbos and had Mishloach Monos on Shabbos. Wild. But the Lamaisa, that's not the Minig. And then the Shaila is, where do the Mishloach Monos go? Some poskim hold the Mishloach Monos should go with the Suda. That's what the Suda's for.
Right.
Mishloach Monos is for the Suda, right? So that's the Pashtus.
Isn't
Matanas
Avinu also is really connected to the Suda in that way, isn't it? Enough to
well, it's true. Matanas Avinu is connected to the Suda, and intuitively I would have said like that, but the Gemara says that whenever the Aniyim look out for the Kriyas HaMegillah, and they come to collect, They come to collect, which, by the way, connects to Nedarim. That was really what I was supposed to speak about in Nedarim, the fruit of the Rabbi Yair. So the Mikra Megillah, you know, calls for the Aniyim. That's the Kriya, Basa Kriyasa Azlinon. And therefore, we have to put it with the Mikra Megillah. Chazanish holds, not like the other postman, he holds, Mishloach Manos should also follow. And Chazanish held that in Yerushalayim, you should give Mishloach Manos on Friday also. So it's like you even have a shita. I'm just trying to say, you even have a shita if you eat the suda on Shabbos and you give Mishloach Manos on Shabbos, you even have someone to rely on.
But if you're going
to
say that this is Mishloach Bizmana, then I guess you can make the argument to say that you could read Megillah on Shabbos Bizmana without the minyan.
So that you have to really dehair where Chazal Oker the mitzvah or not, like kind of like we spoke about on Rosh Hashanah. Like about the guy to the shofar, if you blew the shofar base, or would you say that you were yotze? So we're going to get to there, Mitzvah. Yeah.
But what Joe's getting at is the reason Rashi rejects this because his issue, he says the whole thing is about with Bizmana when everyone is reading it. So if a day of Shalom Bizmana is when everyone else everyone's reading it already.
Right. You're saying once post facto, that should be considered like Bizmana.
I don't even need
that, Joe. Rashi holds the whole Nakuda is about Kfarim Makdim Liyom Maknisa. So if I would talk to Rashi right now and I would ask Rashi, listen, Rashi, I have a shiloh over here. I have a Purim Shechalios B'Shabbos. Is that at all Nogea to the Machlekes Rav and Ravasi? Rashi would say, what are you talking about? Rav and Ravasi? I was talking about Kfarim Makdim Liyom Maknisa. There's no Shaykh. Only according to the Ran and the Rajba that thought that this Gemara is relevant to Purim Shechalios B'Shabbos, that it's taka nogeya to the din that we have this day. So Memela Rabbi Yisai comes out, unbelievable nafkamina. This year Purim, machloikis rishonim between Rashi and the Ran of the Rashba, whether or not if I paskin like Rav, right? Do I have an issue that I need a minion? Do I call that a kriya shalei bizmana? Well, according to the Ran and the Rashba, yes. And according to Rashi in the Gemara, no, that's not what the Gemara was talking about. Now, a raya that I would give to the other Rishonim is the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara is comparing to Rav's din, Purim Shechalios B'Shabbos. Mi Omer Rav Hochi, Vahar Rav Omer Erev Shabbos Manimu, right? So isn't the Gemara itself asking from Purim Shechalios B'Shabbos? It sounds like that was Gufa the Nidon in the Gemara, Araya Lechora to the other Rishon. What's fascinating, Rabbi Yisai, is what seems to be, and again, whether or not that will, how much that will be ma'akiv me, and how serious of a Shiloh we're talking about, is now going to be the second Nekudas HaMachlekes, whether or not Rav and Ravasi is even B'dievet. Meaning if you hold Rav and Ravasi like the Balamor, it's just L'chatchila, that it's just a hiddur, a presume nes. So okay, sof kol sof, I have an option over here that I have to rely on that I don't have a minion. But if you take the opinion of most Rishonim, not like the Baal Amor, that this is the real deal, this is the Roma Koi. Even in Rav Asi, which Rashi wouldn't subscribe to, even in Rav Asi, where he says, Bein Bizmana, Bein Shloi Bizmana, you gotta get a tibor, that meant Pidiyeved, according to Rav Rishonim. So now, even the way that we paskin, that Rav's saying a Shloi Bizmana, so if I take the Ran and the Rashba's approach of what Shalei Bizmana means Purim Shechalos B'Shabbos, so I'm in Yerushalayim this year on Friday, if I don't have a tzibur, I'm up the creek. And in Corona, wow, so many situations that you're not going to have a tzibur. Wow. It's mamish like the suya, mamish alivet the hilchos are straight from Shemayim. So it's a mechlekes rishayim, and where do we find the legabe the psak? So Mr. Brura says, in Simon Tov Reish Tzadi, he writes, Megillah b'yodal, Yosef Yudches, Megillah b'yodal v'tesvav tzarech lachzer achar asar, v'im e'efshar b'asar karim osu b'yach. Like we started off, I told the person today, l'chadchila in Fairlawn, try to get a minion if you can, but if he's reading for his wife anyways, I have this whole mechanism now. I've been sending out this YouTube clip of Eretz Chemda that recorded a slow recording of a Megillah. So I have like people in the shul that are now going to listen to the Eretz Chemda recording. What?
That's what I did.
That's what I did? Oh, that's what I
think. That's what
I did. Okay, right. So now they caught on. They hear what's going on fairly. So Eretz Chemda made a slow recording, geschmack, and the person's going to listen, and he's gonna, you're gonna have like 50 balkurs. We're not gonna have parsha problems anymore. You know, set up a Shabbos anymore. Okay, we'll get a grumma machine on the at the bima. So that's the lichat kila. Fine. Zok the mishter bura. Sorry, one second. Oh. What's shaloi bizmano? Right, that's the only case bizmano zeh, like at these case, right? Yerushalmi. He's gone his own. He's not going to have a megillah later on, so he's going to go away. The muta lahakim lekrosa kod mishiyetz the Yerushalmi. Oh, the misrami yom tesvav b'shabbos. Zok b'shar tzien nun tes. King muchach gemara. The zeg gam came bechlal shalov bezmano. Where's it muchach in the gemara like that? Rabbi say. Lefiani is died. I think that's what the shar tzien say. Look at the pashas of the gemara. What's the gemara's kasha? What's the gemara's kasha from the harav omar alchi? King muchach gemara. Gam came to the bechlal shalom mizmana. After bezeh kol korin be'erev Shabbos mikomak kol hol v'dachu yu mizmana miyuchlo shalot tziach chamishar shalom mizmana zokta mishabura. Like who? Like the Ran and the Rashi. Comes along the Chazanish, and the Chazanish says ma piton. Chazanish says you read a Rambam perek aleph halacha zayin hilchos megillah. Ketzad chal arbaasar liyos be'echad b'shabbos makdikumin mekorin b'chamishi shuyoyim echad osar. Chal liyos b'shlishi korin b'sheni shuyoyim shlishi osar. Chal liyos b'revii korin b'sheni shuyoyim shneim osar. All the yom haknisim. V'chol elu shemakdimim mekorin koydim arbaasar ein korin osay b'pachos miasar. Koydim arbaasar. Why didn't the Rambam have another example? What another example? Tesvav. Why is it kol akarin koydim arbaasar? Is dafka baasar? That's the Rambam pasuk like Rav of what bizmana is. Zok the Chazanish, the pashas in the Rambam, is not like these Rishonim. Sounds like the Rambam's pasuk like Rashi. So is the Chazanish. Relax. This year in Yerushalayim, very easy to say, he lives in Bnei Brak. Here in Yerushalayim, says the Chazanish. Number one, I disagree with the Mishabura. The Pashas of the Rambam is not like that. Number two, says the Chazanish, even according to those Rishonim that learned Bizmana as Yudalaj Chalis, Tesvav Shchalis B'Shabbos, you still have some Rishonim like the Balamor that B'dievid you're still Yotze. Number three, says the Chazanish, also, right? You know, even if you're going to have a Kriya for woman, right? Let's say you have a second Kriya. Imagine our shul in Yerushalayim this year, everybody said. The second Kriya, right? We have a second Kriya all the time just for women. Is that a Kriya B'tzibur? Is that going to be a problem? Right? Avi just canceled the second minion, right? You can't do that in Yerushalayim. We need a minion there. We need a minion there, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Said the Chazanish, no, maybe not. A third side. Maybe a woman count as a minion for Pesumei Nisa. Because they're chayiv nimitz. It's a shaila of the poskim, whether or not women count for Pesumei Nisa. So these three tzadim already says the Chazanish, you could have a woman dikka kriya in Yerushalayim this year. But according to Mishnah Berurah, no. Mamish, this machlekes rishayim is what? Is a machlekes between the Chazanish and the Mishnah Berurah. But it chaps much more of an afkamin. There's a machlekes between the Brisker Rav and the Chazanish. How do you lane the tzibur? You'll see, people have different menhagim. Do they read along with the Balkari, or do they not read along with Balkari? According to the Brisker Rav, if you're reading along with the Balkari and you don't have a tzura of a tzibur that is now being shayach to a leader of a shatz, that destroys the tzibur. That's not a kriya anymore, but tzibur. You're a yoch that's being kari. So Mamela,
how do you define it?
What?
How do you define it?
Quietly, you're going to listen to him. I'm Yoytzi with his Megillah. He's being Moitzi Asara Noshim. That is a Kriya B'Tzibur. That's the format of a Kriya B'Tzibur according to the Brisker Rav. Chazanish disagreed. Chazanish held. No, it's like Tefillah. Like, you have 10 people there that you're being Kriya Megillah. So if I want to read along, fine. But that's a Kriya B'Tzibur. That's also fine. The Brisker Rav would schwitz on Tesvav Shechal B'Shabbos to Chas V'Sholom say one ois with the Baal Koyre, because according to his Shita, that would be a what? A lack of Kriya B'Tzibur. Whoa, Rabbi said, this just went up like, look at this. Said the Brisker Rav, if I say an ice, I lose Kriya B'Tzibur. And in a normal year, nu, I lose Kriya B'Tzibur. At least it's Kriya B'Zman. According to half the Rishonim, right, like the Mishnah Berurah, I just lost Kriya Samigillah. Wow. So if you hold like the Briskers this year, it's unbelievable. If you hold like the Brisker this year, mamish, you could potentially not be Yotze the Megillah. Chazadish L'shitaso is good on both fronts. First of all, he disagrees with the premise that the Mishnah Berurah is wrong, and the Rishonim, he proves from the Rambam, he thinks that it is considered Kriya B'Zman. No? And in addition, and the Mishnah Berurah, by the way, says you should not make a bracha. You should not make a bracha if you're Kriya B'Yachid this year. The Mishnah Berurah passes L'shitaso. But according to Chazon Ish, you make a bracha, and l'shitas of the Chazon Ish, and even if you would say an oath, he thinks that that would still be Kriya B'Tzibur, so it wouldn't be a problem. Yeah, Daniel.
Sorry, two quick things. One is, let's say the Brisker Rav would have missed a word or something, so is his being able to read itself to catch up, is that now negating it as well?
Yeah, I think that was part of the Shvitz. The Shvitz was not just I said it wrong actually. I think that was actually the Shvitz. I think that's more accurate. I don't think it was Shvitzing. So it's not so hard, especially for a Brisker, to keep his mouth shut. You know, Brisker is not hard known to do that. But it's nerve wracking to be able to miss the word that might be out of your control. Yeah.
And then the other thing was, I don't know if the Rav was saying this or not. In the Shulchan Aruch, when he continues, there he says, "In Karu something senior."
You're in the Ramah.
Yeah, in the Ramah.
And Kara Osa Betzibur Be'ezi Yachid Lo Shama Yuchal Likros Afilu Chafil Be'Yachid Hol V'Karan Osa Bo'Osa Yir Basara.
So the Mishnah Berurah, which sounds like an interesting generally, but the Mishnah Berurah just says, but that's not on Shabbos. That's a regular year.
Because
that's an interesting concept in its own right.
Yeah.
Once the Tzibur satisfies it, then the
Yachid
is left.
But he says in the Mishnah Berurah Samachay. No, sorry. Achil b'yachid da'anis kornis parasim b'lek rak mishum b'ramav. The kaimel and the af and yesh lo minyam visa afil achim v'am dam. Hasam alo tzibur mizum l'fanam mashen ke right. So it's a shaila in how much ishtadlus if there is a tzibur that read before you. Do you have to really go to find another tzibur if you can land on your own?
I was thinking the Mishnah Berurah would have to say if he's so.
No. This is a regular year. This is a regular. But it does happen. I mean, it is an interesting point that if the tzibur already read, in terms of your hishtadlus for your own chobas ayachid, that already creates the Ramah saying din tzibur. But he writes over here. That's where it is. V'ayim biyad Ephraim shekos the din zeh shehevi arama b'shema arachas chayim einu muskum l'shari poiskim. And that's the minhag ha'olam, is like this Mishnah Berurah, not to rely on this Ramah. But it is an interesting Ramah, get granted. But it would happen af kamina with in a regular year where I was coming back from rounds in the hospital or whatever, and I now could be covered the Megillah, so I have to schlep and go to a tzibur, so that would be the machlokes between the Yad Ephraim and the Ramah. Good. Wherever Rabbi said, yeah.
The Mishnah Berurah would say, it sounded like the Mishnah Berurah would say you can if you're Yachin.
In a regular year.
It's only a regular year.
Yeah, this year he says, if you're laning b'yachid, you cannot make a bracha. In Yerushalayim.
No, this could just mean.
Right.
That sounds like the Mishnah Berurah.
Right. I think he would say, still. Right. Ravade tzarech lekavet asara lekriya. So he says, Odu misrami yom tesva b'shabbos. It's trichan amukofim lahakim lekros bear of Shabbos. Kedusha b'shabbos of vav. Ravade tzarech lekavet asara lekriya. So ubeze oid chomer yoiser di leka asara lo yivarchu amukofin aleh. And if you don't find avadi, you should read it because you don't lose. It's a machlokes rishayim. But don't make a bracha.
He doesn't really think you're yotze.
No, I think that he thinks it's suffik. Chazon Ish thought that it wasn't even a suffik. The Chazon Ish thought you can make a bracha, so it's not even a suffik.
Yeah. The person was outside of Shalim on Friday and heard Megillah on Yadal. Is that fact that they find themselves in Yerushalayim now, ordinarily we would say, right, they've experienced the Megillah again, right, on a regular year.
Right.
But yeah. Now it's Shlo Bismana, is that person chayav to find it with the Megillah the same way?
He heard Megillah.
He heard Megillah. He was in Beit Shemesh, and then this year, and then he went to Yerushalayim for Shabbos, and once the Shabbos comes,
But Yerushalayim is learning Megillah on a Friday.
This year? Oh, because of this.
Yeah, exactly.
Fine.
No, but I'll get. I thought this was where you're going. So let's talk about this, Shiloh. You come to Yerushalayim for Purim. Why not? This year, spend Shabbos. No, I think people are going to go to Yerushalayim for sure. They'll probably. Geshmaka Purim, right? And you know, this is what the guys do. And everyone tries to extend Purim as long as possible. So in the normal year, you try to go to Yerushalayim for Shushan Purim, right? So this year, you're just going to spend the whole Shabbos there, right? And there's no difference between Purim. I have Purim there and I have Purim here. It's all the same. So I'll have Suda in Yerushalayim, no problem. Okay, I'll buy a Shwam in Yerushalayim, it's fine. So good. So I come to Shul in Yerushalayim and the Baal Kori lanes. So I'm Yetzel Megillah, no? Yetzel Megillah, no? Comes along the Turi Evin, Rabbi Yisai, Anaradaf, and he says something Meiridik. What is the reason we don't lay in the Megillah on Shabbos? So the Gemara on the Amid before him, Dalet Amabiz, quotes two reasons. One of them is the famous reason, and the other one is the reason that we were alluded to before. Gemara says on Dalet Amabiz, Amar Rabba, Hakol b'chayav mikriyas Megillah, Ve'in hakol b'kiyam mikriyas Megillah. So this is the
raid that we've been talking about all year. This is the sugya for the year. Shemari Avirenu, Shami Avirenu. Same thing with Megillah. Rabba says v'chein shayfer. That's the theme of the year. Mitzvah shachalias b'shabbos. So Dr. Rav Yosef, no. Taisus points out. Rav Yosef doesn't disagree with Rabba. Taisus just points out another reason. Amar. So what's going to happen? You're going to be Taltamukza. Because the Aniyim are coming and there's not going to be Matanas Levyoinim. So therefore, and you're not going to be able to be Mekayim stuck on Shabbos because of Mukza. So we don't want the Aniyim to lose out. So therefore we're going to be Mevatel the entire Mikra Megillah. So after Turi Evin, He poses this as actually a question on the question of the Gemara. But what he's fundamentally saying, I want to just highlight what he's saying. It's an unbelievable insight. He says, perhaps this is a fundamental machlokes between Rabba and Rav Yosef in the Gemara of why Megillah can't be read on Shabbos. If you hold like Rabba, so it's a gzeirat rabbanon. So the rabbis later on, there was a din mikra Megillah, you should have mikra Megillah on Tesva. Came along Chazal later on and they said this is a bad protocol. This is not going to be good. People are going to be metalta. They're going to carry and they're going to be over the Isra of Hotsa and Havara. Havara's Daladamas is not good, so we're going to have to change it. So what did they do? They made a mitzvah derabbanon to now change it to read on Friday. Aye, how could Rabbanon do that? This is a Divrei Kabbalah, and this is Rabbanon. And by the way, this is the Turi Evin talking. Turi Evin holds, if you remember from years past, when we had a suffix about the Mikra Megillah, Balayla, if they missed a word. So we had a whole Shtikal Torah. Mark called me afterwards. I was in YU. We weren't sure. And one of my Tlius Lahakel was that the Turi Evin says that even though he says Suffik Divrei Kabbalah is L'chumra, the Turei Evan's Shita is that the Kriya B'Layla is Derabbanan and the Kriya B'Yoyim is Divrei Kabbalah. So the thin Suffik Derabbanan L'Kula would still apply by night. That was one of the Tliyas L'Kula. I think we had three Tliyas L'Kula on the Shaila, and one of them was that our wives would kill us. But says the Turei Evan, oh, Gival. But like Rabbi Yosef, no, this is Meikra Din. This was the takona of Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. This was the Divrei Kabbalah. We need to make sure that Mikra Megillah is now going to be what? Taken into account with what? Matanos Levyoinim. We can't forget about Matanos Levyoinim. That's one of the most important mitzvahs of the day. You can't neglect Matanos Levyoinim. Levyoinim are the Yisoid of Purim. That's the schus. So Mela what? Chazal said in such a scenario where you're going to have Mikra Megillah that's going to be a steer to Matanos Levyoinim. So change the Mikra Megillah. Not because of a gzeira, the rabbi shemi yitaltenu, and yavir adal anamis b'shushar rabim. a later Isser D'Rabbanan? No. Enforced, implemented into the original Takon of Mikra Megillah was that Kriya Shechalius for Shabbos is going to be on Friday. So Mamela Zokta Turi Evan, this is going to be a major nafkamina. This is what he says. Nafkamina between Rabbah and Rav Yosef. Nafkamina between Rabbah and Rav Yosef, Rekta Turi Evan, is like this. So he says like this, but I have a much pusher word in nafkamina. He says, what if you have, it's a little more complicated. He says, what if you have an Isha that wants to live? Ooh. Right before, Turi Evan didn't get in trouble for this stuff. If you have an Isha that wants to live. So says the Turi Evan, well, we're choishish that an Isha might only be Mechayev Midrabonim. Right? She's Mechayev, Taisa says she's only Mechayev B'Shmiya, she's not Mechayev B'Kriya, she might only be Mechayev D'Rabonim. That's Turi Evan Shita. That she's only Mechayev D'Rabonim, not Midrei Kabbalah. That's the Chiluk that the Bahag says. So then the Turi Evan starts being Mefalpala. He says, so how can the Isha lane? Can someone who's going to be what? Doing a mitzvah d'rabbanan, mid-d'rabbanan, bimotzi, one another d'rabbanan. So what do you say in the following situation? A trade d'rabbanan to bimotzi achad d'rabbanan. So Zokta Turi Evan, this is the machlokes Tosis in the Ramban. Tosis in the Ramban, if a katan who ate kedei a kezayis could be mitzi, right? I'm sorry, ate a kezayis. Can he be mitzi a gadol who ate a kezayis? Because the katan is a what? He only ate a kezayis. Kezayis is only midrabanan. And the katan is only mechuyev midrabanan. So Tosis and Megillah and Daf Yitesim Abayis, lo osi trade the rabbanan, the mitzi chad rabbanan. Who's the chad rabbanan? The gadol that ate a kezayis. He be'etzem mishayach in the mitzvah min ha-toyra. So why is he now only mechuyev d'rabbanan? Because kezayis is only d'rabbanan. So Tosis Shita is that you can't have a katan to be mitzi. He writes like that, legabe mikra megillah. That's what he's talking about. He says this yisoid. Yisoidus, Rabbi said, this comes up all the time. I've spoken about this in Shalosh Shittos, right? My child, I'm driving in a car, and I'm makbid not to make a bracha when I do a pa'ula, right? Which is important to be mechadach hachad. People don't know. You should, when you stop, you just like you shouldn't have anything in your mouth, you should stop to think about the burial, and you shouldn't be doing other activities. So driving a car is one of those activities. So when I'm driving a car, I can't make a bracha. So the best thing is for someone to be mitzi me. But a lot of times my kids are eating the snack and I want to have a snack. So can my kid be mitzi me? Right? So it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, but he is only chiyav l'chinuch d'rabbanan. So according to Tosis, it's lo yasi trei d'rabbanan v'asi v'mitzi chad d'rabbanan. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban has a different read in the Gemara. It's a different case. And the Ramban comes out that there is no limitation. The Gemara wasn't talking about a katan eating only a kezayis, according to the Ramban. It's talking about a gadol that was going to be mitzi. And memela, because the Ramban happened to hold that a katan can never be mitzi a gadol. Why? Because the Ramban shita is that the chiyuv of chinuch of a katan is not on the katan. It's on the gadol. So how could he ever? He's not a bar chiyuv in mitzvahs. The nature of the mitzvah of chinuch is on the gadol. It's not. It's on the father. It's not on the son. So memela, that wasn't even in the realm of possibilities. So since he has to change the whole Gemara, he was talking about a katan that just stuck around after bar mitzvah and for years later, and he happened to be Mimotzi, his father, and it was talking about a bar mitzvah boy. So Mamela comes out, according to Ramban, a kula, that he never has this limitation of a trade d'rabbanan being mitzvah achad d'rabbanan. So it comes along to Rebbe, and he says he wants to know the following situation. What happens if you have a Purim Shechalios B'Shabbis that a woman wants to lay? In Yerushalayim. So says the Turi Evan, that's going to be the nafkamina between Tosis and the Ramban. But says the Turi Evan, that nafkamina between Tosis and the Ramban is only Alibi de Hu, Alibi de Rabba. But according to Rav Yosef, it's not going to be a nafkamina. Why? Because according to Rav Yosef, the Kriyas HaMegillah never changed to be a Derabbanan. That was the original Takona. This is just the same Mikra Megillah as the Mikra Megillah when they change it to Friday. That is the nature of the original Kriya. It's just like a Kriya Bismano, says the Turi Evan. So Memela, you're not going to have the Shaila of a trade d'rabbanan being mitzi achad d'rabbanan. Against the pilpul of Turi Evan. But Rabbi say, once we have this Turi Evan, I have a very simple Shaila, halacha l'maisa. You're in Yerushalayim this Shabbos.
and you're coming to hear Mikra Megillah. And a Baal Korah from Yerushalayim is going to be Moitzi you. According to Rabbah, he's Mechuyiv Midor Rabbanan. Could he be Moitzi you? Who's Mechuyiv Midor Raisa? Or Midorei Kabbalah, rather. Whereas according to Rav Yosef, no. He's Mechuyiv Midorei Kabbalah, not Mechuyiv Midorei Kabbalah. So this is a new shlav within this machloikis of whether or not you call this a classic Kriya Bizmana. Now it says it to Rav, and this might actually emanate from the machloikis Amoroyim of what was the Siba to change the Mikra Megillah in the first place. And now you might have an afkamina between what? A person who is what? A Ben Yerushalayim being Kares HaMegillah, that his Chiyav might not be the same level Chiyav as your Chiyav to be Yotze the Mitzvah.
Even though he's higher than you? Maybe.
Why is he higher than me?
Because he's a Ben Yerushalayim.
So what?
So the same way you make Kiddush for your children, you're on a higher level because you're...
But why is he better than me? I think I'm better than him.
Why?
Yerushalayim's no different than the Aryeh.
I thought if you're the visitor, he's there.
So yeah, but what's my chiyuv? My chiyuv is also the regular din. So now he technically lanes this year. But that might just be a kriya under Rabban. So now is there a tzad to say that he can't be mitzi you because if his chiyuv is only midra bonon, so his mitzvah is only midra bonon, so it's like a katan over here. So it's like a katan being mitzi a gal.
If you say the bracha and you're shomei ka'ona,
no, it still is totally on his chiyuv in the mitzvah. So you don't have to go jump to the Turi Evans chiddush alibid noshim, that noshim are laning and then it's going to be trade the rabbanon. What if you hold just according to Rabbah, straight up according to Rabbah, and a ben Yerushalayim is going to be mitzi a ben chutz la'aretz. So would that be a Nekudas HaMachlokes between the Amoraim, between Rab and Rav Yosef? And is that now in any way connected? These two Nidonim in the Shir don't necessarily have to correlate between Kriya Bezman and Kriya Sholvazana, but it might. It might correct. And that's really what the Turi Evan, and with this I'll close, that's really what the Turi Evan is asking. The Turi Evan is asking, in the Gemara, he asked the Kasha, why did the Gemara have a Kasha on Rav? The Gemara shouldn't have asked the Kasha on Rav. The Gemara said, "Vaha Rav Amar Hachi." The Gemara should have just said, "What did Rav distinguish between Zman and Shalei Zman?" No. So the Gemara says, "Doesn't Rav say Vaha Amar Rav Yudah Bereder Rav Shmuel Bar Shelis Bishmeid Rav Purim Shachalios B'Shabbes Erev Shabbes Zmanim?" So the Gemara says, "Erev Shabbes Zmanim Vah Shabbes Zmanim Elav Hachkamer Shalei Zmanim Kizmanim." What was the Gemara's kasha? Erev Shabbos Manim, Ha Shabbos Manim. Says the Turi Evan, maybe the answer to that question was no. The Gemara was being mechadish that Rav holds like Rav Yosef. And the chiddush of the statement is that Erev Shabbos is Kizmanon. That was the takona. That originally, from it's not a dinder abonim like Rabbah. Asked the Turi Evan, why didn't the Gemara answer that Rav was being mechadish to us, Erev Zmanim Kizmanim? And the Gemara says, what do you mean Erev Zmanim Kizmanim? The Zman is on Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is not Zmanim. So the Gemara should have said, no, Erev Shabbos is Zmanim. Because what? There's another possibility of why you're laning this. Like Rav Yosef, that the Mikra Megillah has to take care of Matanos Levyonim, and since it has to take into account Matanos Levyonim, that was the Takona from the original Anshei Shas HaGadolah. So ask the Turi Evan, that's his Tzarachin on the Gemara. Why did the Gemara have a Kasha on Rav? Maybe Rav owns like Rav Yosef. Because it's so clear to the Turi Evan that this is the Nekudas HaMachlekes between Rav and Rav Yosef, whether or not it's a Derabbanan Dika Kriya or it's a Divrei Kabbalah Dika Kriya. So, just an aside, the Cheshek Shlomo says, based on this Turi Evan, he says that's the way you read the Gemara according to Rashi also. That's what the Gemara assumed the whole time. That the Gemara was trying to say, Amar Rav Yudah Bar Shelas, Mishmei derav purim shchalis b'shabbes erev shabbos manam va shabbos manam elav hochkamer shalei b'zmanim kizmanim mazmanim afilu biyachid af shalei b'zmanim afilu biyachid. So the Cheshek Shlomo says no, that's exactly what the Gemara is comparing, and that's the answer to our original question that how is the Gemara comparing apples and oranges lafi Rashi of purim shchalis b'shabbes
to the din of Makdimim Yom HaKnisa, is that was exactly what the Gemara was proving from there. That you see that there's already Makoros, there's already a source for Chazal already creating that to be the same thing as the Zman. And that was the Gemara's Kasha, that just like over there, like Ali B'der Rav Yosef, that even though you have an earlier Kriya, still, it was from Anshei Knesset HaGadol, and it's not like a default, that it's a lower level, and now it's going to be considered a Shalei B'Zman, so just like by according to Rav Yosef's opinion, that's the nature of the Kriya, so let's extrapolate from there, and say the same thing should be true from Anshei Knesset HaGadol, of Makdim and Liyom HaKnisa, and any time you're going to have a Kriya, that was the Chelek of the Takona, and that was the Iker Kasha of the Gemara, Alibi the Turiyevim. But what comes out, Rabbi Yisai, bottom line, halacha lemaisa, once all the dust settles, is you have a merdik of machlekes, how to learn the Gemara, which is ultimately going to be a machlekes hapoiskim, how to paskin, which is going to be a major nafkelina, legabe this year in particular, about situations where you're not going to have a tzibor, or to be choshish, and, you know, even if you do have a tzibor, how you're going to listen when it comes to the tzibor, whether or not there's a real question of this being ma'akev b'di'evit, if you don't go like the Baal HaMa'or, because this potentially could be a kriya shel b'zmana, what would the question of it being a kriya shel b'zmana be based on? That would be the machlokes rishonim, how to interpret the Gemara, which is going to be the Machlekes, the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazanish, Aliba de Hilchasa, and we have to add the Rambam, the Shitas Rashi, as the Chazanish pointed out. And in addition to that, so now you have a Machlekes that even once you do have this din of being Kairit on Friday for the Bnei Yerushalayim, even if you call that a kriya bizmana, the Turiyevit throws in another monkey wrench that he says that is that kriya bizmana, is that a din derabbanon aliba derabba, or is that a din of a divrei kabbalah aliba derav Yosef nafkamina? Are we on two different levels of chiyuvim legabi being motzimi in mikra megillah this year?